Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I'm so delighting. Place to go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
B. Mitch and Finley, Christmas week. Hope everybody got their presents, got them all wrapped up, traveling to see family, and has a great holiday. We are really excited right now to get on the Rude Guest Hotline and talk to a burgundy and gold legend, Mr. Joe Theismann. Joe T., what's up, man? How are you? Merry Christmas.
I'm good. Good morning to you guys, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's to all. Happy New Year to all.
Joe, they're starting to reach out to people that used to play quarterback, man. You been throwing lately?
You know, it's interesting, B. Mitch, for asking. When I saw Philip Rivers' side, I just I decided to pick up a football and walk outside. And I'm thinking, you know, I might be at the far end of that age list. But, you know, why not give it a try? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. Got you. Anything's possible these days.
You know what's crazy is when I finished playing back in 85, if you were 35 years old, they couldn't get you out the door quick enough.
Yeah.
Today, if you're 35, you're looking at probably a 4 to 5 year career after that. I mean, you look at Joe Flacco and Aaron and, you know, obviously with with what's going on with Philip. I admire him. I think it's terrific. He's always had that great person. He's a bigger-than-life personality, and, you know, I thought he did a heck of a job up in Seattle. But if I'm going to play him, I'm not going to guard anything outside the numbers because he's not going to get it there in any reasonable amount of time.
Totally.
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
We'll get to watch him, it tonight. Niners-Colts tonight. Joe, you know, this year has been tough. It's been tough to watch. Saturday against the Eagles, I thought they had a pretty good game plan, and then Marcus goes down, and, you know, Johnson steps in, has a really bad turnover, and it kind of swung that game. When you get to this point, they're 4-11, two games left, the Cowboys on Christmas Day in, what, 3 days? Like, what are you watching for?
Effort. I'm looking for effort. The brawl at the end, I didn't agree with the 2-point conversion, but hey, that's the other coach's decision. I mean, for you to get upset about somebody trying to do something with their football team isn't the way to look at it. It's what's your football team going to do? You know, it's like everybody used to complain all the time, the New England Patriots, I hate them, I hate them, I hate them. Why? Because they win. Well, if you don't want them to win, beat them. And in this case, if you didn't want him to score the two points, stop it. And, you know, everybody gets chippy around this time of year, especially when you're losing. You know, Mitch knows this as well as I do. It's no fun going to work. Winning is what makes going to work fun. But now it becomes a question of, as a part of a team, each individual making up their mind that they're going to go out and do the best that they can. It almost becomes a selfish kind of an attitude. I have to do my job the best possible way. you know, I'm hoping the guy next to me feels the same way. But it was, you know, it's been a disastrous year from, you know, from the get-go, from injury after injury after injury. And, you know, we talked about this not too long ago about Jaden coming back. I'm glad they've shut him down now. You know, it isn't because of the record. It's just because, and I've said this, is he able to protect himself? Are we able to protect him? Just to have him out on the field to get reps doesn't make sense. And, you know, I mean, it's a short week, too. I don't know what Marcus's status is. Is he going to be able to go on Thursday?
It doesn't.
They don't
saying
know.
It's day-to-day. But he got stitches in his right hand, his throwing hand, and he's nursing a quad injury. So I feel like, honestly, Joe, you're the perfect person to ask. I don't know if you ever had stitches on your throwing hand, but could you play through that?
I broke my throwing hand. I've broken, you know, you get your thumb bent back. I've had the top of the hand with cracks, and yeah, you can play. Aaron Rodgers has done it, even though it's on his left hand. And
Herbert
Shadur yesterday's pinky was all messed up, but it just depends. Can you grip the ball? That's the thing is how comfortable are you throwing the football? And only Marcus can make that decision, and the coaches observing what he is doing and how he's doing it will be able to make that decision. I would think, you know, he's a heck of a warrior. I'll tell you that. This guy has stepped in so many different situations. You know, the ultimate admiration for him. Now the question is, can you function and do your job? You know, hard is one thing, but being able to go out and physically be able to do the things that you need to do to give this team a chance to win, that's another question.
There's some great medicine out there, but sometimes that medicine don't work. And when it doesn't work, you can't go out there.
I mean, you can't numb certain things on your numb your right hand.
Yeah.
You know, you might be able to numb the left, but you can't numb anything on the right because you have to feel the ball. You have to be able to handle the ball. I don't know what the weather is going to be like. Well, it's going to be good. It's down in Dallas, I think. So it'll be, you know, it'll be okay. But, you know, I just think that if Josh has got to go, and that's the other thing, too, is how many reps can you get Josh before he has to play on Thursday?
Yeah.
How many reps? And this was the other thing I was
thinking
about.
These are going to be like light walkthrough
maybe
practices.
Tomorrow they get a little something.
Yeah.
Because Wednesday is Saturday again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Walkthrough. But, D-Mitch, it's funny. I remember I used to love to play. We played Thanksgiving Day. We played Christmas Day. I mean, I played on a lot of short weeks. Heck, when I was in Canada, we played 3 days in 10 days. We did a Western swing. Vancouver, Saskatchewan, and Edmonton. We went out and played 3 games in 10 days. The only thing that's good about that is you really can't the game plan can't change very much. You're going to have to. Now it boils down to execution. It boils down to guys, you know, being in the right place, guys making tackles, guys making plays, guys making catches. That's what it boils down to now. Because this isn't any smoke and mirrors. There's no game planning situation like that. This is going to be guys going out and playing, what I'm looking for is effort. What kind of effort? And you know, I appreciate the guys. Had each other's back after the Philly game. You know, I mean, I appreciate that a lot.
Yep, I agree with that, man, totally, because, you know, you can see those situations where some guys don't support their teammates, and that could become a problem in the locker room right there.
Absolutely.
But I thought Bobby also had a great conversation with Saquon. I mean, when you really, you know, emotions, our game is an emotional game. And sometimes you make emotional decisions that aren't good. Hitting somebody in a helmet with a hand is not a good decision, okay? Nah. And then you forget about the economics of it when the league looks at it. But the risk of breaking a bone, busting a finger, you know, because you're not gonna do anything to the guy's head, for goodness sakes.
Right.
I mean, so I thought, you know, I was read a little bit of that this morning where, you know, Bobby had a conversation with him, and you know, that's the leader of the football team, and what a year he's had. In a very tough situation, every time you look up in a game, Bobby's making a play.
Well, Joe, that's why my move was the uppercut. Catch that chin.
You know what the problem would be is it would probably get hung up in the face mask and then roll over and something else would happen, Mitch.
That's why you wore that low face mask, right, Joe, to eliminate the uppercut.
They could get to me real easy, just a little bar, you know. I mean, You know, here goes another broken nose. Only had seven of them, but, you know, here, hey, what the heck?
Joe, you may be aware of this, but because you mentioned Bobby, I just knowing who you are as a person and, like, all your different business endeavors, Bobby Wagner just graduated from Howard for his MBA. He just graduated Howard Business School and is going to walk the stage in May at graduation. Like, how cool is that to see a player of his stature that's a no-doubt Hall of Famer still working to better himself in all capacities?
There's a guy that has his priorities in order. He wanted to get his education. He committed himself to get his education. Well, this is why he's the player he is. I mean, you look at him getting his MBA, taking the time to go to school. First of all, what your body goes through playing the position that he plays is incredible. Your mind also has to be right. And then you add the educational aspect to it, and you just have to step back and admire the man. Admire the man, the decisions he's made, the commitment that he has made, to, as you say, to better himself. All the admiration and love in the world goes to him. I mean, it's just and there are other guys that have gone on to get their degrees. Some have gone on to be doctors and just make that commitment. And good for them. I just, you know, people say, well, you know, you can only give so much to this game. And then actually being able to do something else helps your mind. I remember Joe Gibbs, when Coach left our game the first time to go spend more time in NASCAR, when he came back, I talked to players on the team, and they said, you know, he's a different man. He has a different mindset. His delivery is different. We see, you know, because you're not totally consumed, which this game can do to you, totally consume you, and you lose focus of the things around you. And I think it gave Joe a different perspective, a little bit of life and different things. So, you know, I think in Bobby's case, congratulations to him. And, you know, we're all proud of the fact that you did what you did and are doing what you do.
Talking with our friend Joe Theismann here, MVP of the NFL in 1983. You can give Joe a follow at Theismann7, two N's in Theismann. Joe, kind enough to join us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV. Joe T., you've been very kind with us throughout the season on these Mondays. I'm curious, I don't know that we talked to you since they decided to shut Jaden down for the year. Where were you on that decision? The only thing Dan Quinn made clear yesterday is that even with the quarterback injury,
he ain't coming back.
It's not going to be Jaden.
No, gosh, no.
It sounds like understand where they came from.
Yeah, thank you. I just, you know, when you sit him down for this one, you're not going to bring him back for another one. I mean, you know, I don't know if Sam is eligible to come to dress or not. I don't know his status when it comes to IR and everything else, but I do know that I felt that when Jaden got injured, if the doctors cleared him, and said he was physically okay to be able to go and play, that was something. But then there was another element I thought about. It isn't just the fact that you go and play and execute the things you have to as a quarterback, throw the ball, hand off, all that kind of stuff, run out of bounds, slide, protect yourself. But what happens, and this is what happened, here's the what if. What if you throw an interception and you go to try and make a tackle and you get blocked? The instinct is to put your arm out and you know, break the fall. Yeah. And basically that's what happened. He landed on it, and this is the right decision. They tried to put him back out. And even if this was a critical playoff game, you still have to take into consideration, can the player protect themselves from any type of a freakish injury? And we found out Jaden couldn't. You know, I was all in favor of him going back to work if he could stay healthy.
Yeah.
But once he went down again, that was it. No. There's no reason to put him in harm's way. He is the face of our franchise. He is the franchise quarterback going forward. He's proven he has incredible abilities. Now he's going to have time to rest. And knowing the kind of a player he is, knowing the kind of a person he is, I know he's going to work super hard through this offseason to do everything he can to get himself ready for next year's season. And then, I mean, you look at our football team. There's pieces everywhere that can get a fit. The one thing that we have as an advantage that a lot of teams don't is our quarterback doesn't cost us $60 million or $50 million or $40 million at this stage. So as Adam puts and Dan puts this team back together, they take the pieces of the puzzle to bring them in. You look at the older ones, how much performance can you get out of them and what's their salary? You find out who's out there and you're able to bring in to the need positions that we have. And like I said, they're multiple. But yet we're in a position, I believe, that we can economically afford to make some decisions to upgrade in positions where a lot of teams aren't.
Yeah, it's all, should totally. Be some money out there.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to pay Tunsil a big number, but outside of that, they're going to have money to spend.
He won't take all of it.
Yeah.
No.
Joe, what do you think is the biggest – obviously, you need Jaden healthy and back at his best, but, like, what do you think is the biggest need roster-wise?
Gosh, you know, JP, I've watched and thought, and I figure you're going to ask me this, and there's you know, complimentary wide receiver, certainly – you know, Terry going through what he went through for the time that he missed didn't help at all. I the way this league has evolved, what I would seek is an athletic downfield tight end. We've got people who can block, but you need to work the middle of the football field. You know, Ertz, God bless him. Zach, I mean, but he's one of those guys you got to look at. How much is left in the tank? How much is left in Debo's tank? How much is left in Bobby's tank? How much, you know, you look at these different players and say, you know, if we get another year out of them, great, but we need to figure out who to plug into the running back situation. You know, you just explosive plays. We didn't have a lot of explosive plays like we did last year. You know, last year was a great situation as it turned out. It was a nightmare for us going forward because every game that we won last year in the last minute, we lost this year, starting with the Bears. It's, you know, last year started with the Bears, this year started with the Bears, and it went in an entirely different direction.
Totally.
But I think you have to look at, I would love to see Jeremiah Love as a part of this football team. I think he's an exceptional running back with exceptional skills. But, you know, and God bless to, you know, those Rodriguez and Billy, those guys. You look at the effort that they put forth, but I think that's a situation they have to look at. But I would really think about finding a tight end who can work the middle of the football field. And it, you know, you just, because you can't, you know, you can't attack the middle of the football field with necessarily the roster that we have. I think that's one of the areas I think is a big area of need to be able to spread the ball around, to be able to have, you know, Cliff have options to be able to do things with.
You know, that tight end position is something special these days.
It is. I mean, it's become like, you know, I think the position. I mean, obviously Travis Kelce, what he did in Kansas City is interesting. But you look at Detroit without Laporta. You look around the league. You know, Dallas, they use their tight end an awful lot. They've got, you know, compliments around them. But to me, I think that's one area that can be used. Obviously, always a pass rusher. You always use a pass rusher. And here's the thing.
This
is another thing, too, that drives me crazy. Is the league is talking about going to 18 games. Who's going to play quarterback for 18 games in the National Football League in this day and age? I mean, I believe the number of quarterbacks that have started for in the league is right around 60-plus. Last year it was 61. And so – you know, what you see guys doing, you know, the Josh Allen's being able to play every game. You just, it's amazing. That's to me, besides his athleticism, besides his ability to play the position, the fact that he's there and able to do it every week. And he looked like he turned his ankle this past weekend, yesterday, again. So he'll line up and go. I don't know where they think they're going to get the players from if they go to 18. You have to consider increasing the roster size on game day.
100%.
You have to have more people available to be able to play. And let the coaches figure out whether it's DL, whether it's outside rusher, linebacker, corner, wide receiver, you know, offensive line, whatever. But you've got to be able to give people the opportunity to be able to enjoy the game because as you run out of these people, the fans become much more frustrated. And this game is all about appeasing the fans. But if you don't have the players if you don't have your stars on the field, you're not doing them a justice.
One quick thing, Joe. Specifically, you mentioned the tight end spot. Have you been frustrated, confused, surprised, whatever the term is, with Ben Sennett. When he does get the ball, he seems, you know, to make some plays. He just doesn't get the ball very often.
But he's not, you know, I'm looking for Clint Didier, okay? For anybody that doesn't know who Clint is, Clint was our move tight end. We had Donnie Warren, Doc Walker, and Clint Didier. Clint was our move guy. Clint was our guy down the field. You know, Dutch was a great blocker. Doc was right there with him. Doc could get down, but not like Clint could. And that's what you see. You see these hybrids, you know, like Pitts. You know, you look at the hybrid tight end today. Ben's not that guy. He's not that hybrid tight end. He leans, I think, a little bit more towards the blocking side. But I think that would certainly be something that could add to the offense as far as a weapon goes. We keep losing people. Every time you see somebody hold out in camp, it's inevitable. Mitch, you know this. It's inevitable they're going to get hurt. They're going to pull a hamstring. Because, first of all, training camps are a joke now. They don't get anybody ready for anything except to get hurt. I mean, the players aren't in condition because they can't be, because they haven't been hit enough. You know, if you want to get beat up in camp to have yourself healthy and ready to go for the season, you don't want to go through camp and all of a sudden the first couple games you start losing people. And then now you got to start, you know, plug in somewhere, somebody.
Yeah. Joe, we always appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
Hey, great being with you guys. Like I say, have a wonderful Christmas, a safe one. You know, God bless everybody out there. And I would ask everybody to do this. If you get a chance to see somebody in uniform, just walk up and say thank you. Thank our military, our police force, first responders, anybody, firemen, anybody that's in a uniform. Just say thank you, because we're able to do the things we're able to do because they put their life on the line for us. And I hope everybody 100%. Has a safe and wonderful Christmas, and let your stockings be full of love.
All right. Same to you, Joe. Merry
you
Christmas,
too, Joe.
Man. Thanks for your
time.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
All right, man.
The great Joe Theismann, kind enough to join us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Here's what we're going to do. Phone lines are now open. Hit the button. Jeff's not here. Ben, hit the button. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor Listener Lines open for the foreseeable future. You mad about the two-pointer? Who do you want at quarterback? Do you want them to sign RG3? We're going to take all the crazies. Come on, hit us up. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Tis the season to be boosting on FanDuel, because this year you're getting 7 straight days of holiday rewards, each one waiting in the app for you to unwrap. Every day brings a new way to play, so keep checking in to see who it drops next. And it all leads to Christmas Day special, where you can get something extra special. 7 days of gifts, one big finale. Your holiday football just got a whole lot brighter. Hey, head to FanDuel.com/Brian to get the holiday spirit. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Had a very shiny nose. Speaking of Rudolph, I do want to give some love to our dear friend Mike Beasley. Saturday, I was over at MGM National Harbor. They had a Cirque du Soleil show.
Oh.
A Cirque du Soleil Christmas special.
Uh-huh.
And Bees hooked it up. It was a lot of fun. The kids really enjoyed it. So thank you to Mike
Beasley. You said, speaking of Rudolph, and you started saying Bees, did he dress as Rudolph?
Nah, he... No, but he set my family up for the Christmas thing.
Did it have Rudolph there?
There were reindeer.
Rudolph was there?
The reindeer were people. They did some jump roping. It's kind of hard to explain.
Did they have a red nose?
No, but Bees was wearing a Christmas sweater. You know, he had surgery on his foot, so he's riding a scooter right now.
Yeah, yeah.
It was pretty funny seeing him scoot around.
Yeah, I mean, when you take like 8 years to get something done that should have been done, it happens.
Hey, man. all right. We're going to open these phone lines up. 800-636-1067. We're going to let the folks weigh in. Shout out to Jupe. Apparently, he wants to start with some positive notes. All right,
let's go, Jupe.
Fire away.
Hey, fellas. Yes, sir. Two things I want to get to real quick before my positive note. One is definitely see that the team got each other's back in that brawl, the way they jumped that one Eagles player. All I could think of was Wu-Tang Killer Bees.
Second thing, on a swarm.
Right. And the second thing, I guess the refs didn't get the memo that we don't need help in losing. We got that covered this year.
The refs so were we don't need help in that game.
Yes, for sure. But positive note, look, at this point, I'm looking to next season. We're going to have an easy schedule next season. We all know Hemethy's in the lab, going to be working on his craft. So his revenge tour next year is going to be must-watch TV. As long as AP and company do right well in the offseason, we're going to be making some noise and making another run next year. So that's all I got for you guys.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
All right. Shout out to Juke for the positivity. I think the refs were terrible throughout this game. But the one thing
I can say that throughout the year.
I'd say throughout the NFL, frankly.
Yeah that's what I mean.
How about the way
I'm not just talking about this team. They have been horrible.
The way the Detroit game ended, when my man said, it's a touchdown, but oh, wait, it doesn't count. Like, just don't say that it's a touchdown. Just say it's offensive pass interference, the game's over.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing halftime. But I blame the league for that, for every year changing something up. These guys don't know if they're coming or going halftime.
Let's go to our man Vic in Accokeek. What's up, Vic?
What's up, guys?
Good, man. How you feeling?
Good, man. I'm pretty good. Happy holidays. So, I do agree that some of the calls I did not see pass interference. Greg Olsen was real consistent about that, just being a true football guy. I said, I don't see pass interference here. I don't see where the hold is. It was one play with Brandon Coleman where he replaces the guy's hands and slapped the guy's hands down in tight. And I'm like, that's not a hold. His leverage was moving forward, so that's a good offensive lineman technique. He slapped his hand down and he let his leverage go forward and he landed on top of him. That's not a hold. But anyway, too many of the fundamental football mistakes that we see, particularly the ones most glaring ones, were in the defensive secondary. The win one where Weir Island grabs the guy. There's another play where It's like 3rd and 10 in the red zone with the Eagles, and he throws to the outside shoulder. But the safety, his name escapes me. He doesn't get to the outside shoulder. He doesn't get into the receiver's bubble. And when I look at that, I say to myself, these are fundamental things that should be being preached and having presented with repetition in team and individual. And Steve Smith said this a little while ago on a large podcast. He said, the good teams are consistently preaching, saying, and reiterating fundamental football in the latter part of the season. He said, and that's when you see the best football played, because it doesn't open up opportunities for mistakes, and it doesn't create glaring big plays, whether it be offensive on the offensive or the defensive side of the ball. And what I can see is these things have these mistakes and fundamental blunders have become organic with our football team. And when you're giving effort later in the season and you're still running hard, you're still doing the drills hard, hard does not mean right. I'm going to say that again. Hard does not mean right. And at this point, whether it is the assistants on both sides of the ball or just the head coach, these mistakes have become organic, and they are prevalent. I can guarantee you they are prevalent in team and individual periods in practice. And that's what we see during the games on Sundays and last weekend Saturday.
You're not right, wrong, bro. Man. There have been consistent problems that have reappeared throughout the year. And at some point you wonder what the hell's going on.
But
right?
The thing I said, I tell you, the Vic events.
That was Vic.
Those things are preached, and then they're not transferred to the game. But as I always say, if you keep putting them back out there, then you're not correcting it. But they are preached, and I would think that they're going to have to start doing it a different way to make sure they get what they want. You know, no one is at this level and don't understand all those things. And to be honest with you, during the football season, coaches are not going to be preaching fundamentals 24/7. Half the time, as a professional player, you are supposed to be at that point to where you're thinking about the fundamentals consistently. I know I didn't get a coach in 14 years telling me about fundamentals, catch your punts, because I was doing it so much myself because I felt it was my job. That's why I always speak about taking ownership of your craft. You know, at this level, I understand high school, I understand college. At this level, it's yours. But the coach holds that little wand where he could tell you, well, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. I'm not letting you play anymore. Well, hell, you get off the football team. That's the thing that they can control that with. But the players at the pro level, they got to handle half of that stuff on their own.
Well said. Well said. Let's go to Cairo in Ashburn. What's up, Cairo?
Hey, good morning, and Merry Christmas. I hope you all have a great holiday season.
Same to you, man.
As for the quarterback situation, I don't know if there is a new guy that gets brought in that he can be brought up to speed for Dallas, but certainly he can be for the Philly game. I don't think.
Yeah, I think if they bring somebody in, it's more for Week 18 than it is for this.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't think any fans have any illusions about Taylor Heineke's quality. I think there's just this collective, you know, effort. It can't get much worse, you know. So just throw him out there. And for that 2-point attempt, like it's hard for me to get angry about it. Like, if this was like a playoff push and, you know, that I think that would be different. But because, like, I'm not going to blame, you know, a piece of dog crap on the ground for stinking. I'm not going to blame Sirianni for being a jerk. You know, that's just who he is. That's who he's going to be. And there was one more thing. Oh, yeah. Like, how you train is how you play, you know, and these players seem to get this, like, you know, this ball is life thing in their head that they have to attack the ball. But, like, any player worth a crap in a professional sense is going to make you pay for that time and time again. So I'm with JP. That ball is life stuff has got to go. It's got to be just stop the freaking player from moving. Let's try that first.
Thank you for the call, dude. I like that line. I'm not going to blame a piece of dog crap for stinking. That's just kind of funny. Mm-hmm. I think the anger over the 2-pointer would be significantly different if this game mattered. I also don't know that they do it if the game matters, right? Like, bullies typically bully when they know the other person
can't do anything about it.
Right. And so, like, they're going to see him in 2 weeks. We'll see what happens. I honestly think there's some seeding stuff at play for the Eagles, but I think a lot of that might be settled by before week 18. Like, right now, the Eagles are the 3 seed. They've won the division. But Seattle and Chicago are a game up on them. Like, I don't think they're catching the 1 seed, period. I kind of don't even think they'll catch the 2 seed. And I don't think Philly's going to have a ton to play for week 18, so I don't know that you see the same collection of players out on the field. And in turn, I don't know that you see any sort of, like, retaliation for the two-pointer. I think there'll be some big collisions. I thought from a straight-up hitting standpoint, they were hitting pretty well Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. I just think as the game went on, things got bad. Early on, they were doing a lot. They were doing what they're supposed to be doing. But as that game went on, then they got, you know, some guys want to hit the big hit. I think a sure tackle that looks very soft is way better than a big old hit and the guy keeps running.
So for me, yeah, like, you nailed it right there. Early on, the first half of this game, Washington had the lead. Now, granted, Elliott had missed 2 field goals at that point, but whatever, that's football. Like, my bigger problem with Saturday's game is not about the two-pointer or the fistfight. Like, things happen. It's the reason this thing wore down, Philly has the better roster 1-53.
Yeah.
And as the game continues, that starts to show. Their D-line started to take over. And I think their O-line started to take over. They were I thought, for the first time in a long time, Philly actually drew up some smart offense. Washington was playing a ton of zone, so Philly started going empty and just running these zone beaters. And I think Washington's scared of getting beaten man, so they're just not doing much of it. Then when they finally play some man, Hurts starts running because you got DBs way downfield and he sees huge. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you're telling me I can pick up 15 without getting touched? No problem.
All right.
So it's just like my problems with that game are the delta between Washington and Philadelphia and the delta in talent on the roster, roster construction. Like, the Eagles are the defending Super Bowl champs. They've now won back-to-back NFC East championships for the first time in 2 decades. Oh, and by the way, they have a boatload of draft picks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Philly's running this thing at a really, really high level.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, Washington did not, and there is not an easy path to getting there because they don't have a lot of draft picks. They can spend some money, but we all know, like, rarely is the answer only in free agency. You need to draft well, which I think there are some questions that Washington has done. I don't think the questions are answered either way yet, but there are questions there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a ton of picks to supplement that. So, like, you want to talk to me about Saturday, I think we hear this a lot, like, with the Jaden situation. There's all sorts of situations. I know a lot of fans that are like, bleep it, sign 3 young quarterbacks, throw them all out there, let's see what happens. Like, the disconnect between fans and what people in the building think, what people in the league think, often shows itself late in seasons like this. The problem and the concerns should be about how do they fix this and how far down are they? Because they're going to finish the season at best, 6-11. And I don't even think they're getting to 6. Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure they're getting to 5 with all the injuries at this point. Like, that's your concern.
I think wherever they finish right now don't make a difference. What you've seen enough tells the story. They got to figure out a way to get their thing back to a point where their base and their core is going to be able to match up with some other people.
Totally.
Point blank.
Phone lines for the next hour. Santana Moss joins us at 1 o'clock.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
The best part with the Rood system, they are whisper quiet. You don't have to deal with noisy interruptions. There's no clanging around in the middle of the night. Rood's got the variable speed compressor, which ensures precise temperature and humidity control. Listen, it's been crazy cold outside. You need your house nice and cozy, and you need a Rood system. Oh, and by the way, you could save a boatload of cash. That's right, you can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right. Run, run, Rudolph. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Phone lines are lit up. We're going to let the folks talk. I think Drew in Graysonville, Strober may not know Drew. I think that's our guy Drew Cohen because Graysonville is on the Eastern Shore. Drew, is that you on line two? What's up, dude?
It sure is.
What's up, brother?
Thanks. Hey, thanks for taking the call, JP, and happy holidays to you and B. Mitch and the whole gang there.
You too, bud.
I'm going to start out a little more positive. I thought the first half, these guys showed up and played hard. And I'm going to reverse a statement I made a couple weeks ago. During the game, I want to win. I don't care about draft picks. I was upset we didn't win. But it definitely takes sting out knowing that we didn't really lose anything and we have picks to make up for it. So, that first half of that game wasn't so bad. The second half is where it got ugly. And certainly Mariota going down was a big problem. Although I agree with you, it's the depth of the team. And so in terms of blame, I do think we got to look more critically at Adam Peters at this point. And I think he made a mistake this year. I think that he tried to have it both ways with being ready for Jaden to have another year like last year and trying to rebuild at the same time. And so instead of going all in one way or the other, he tried to go half and half. And so we gave away some draft picks, but we didn't get all the capital we needed to have the depth and the quality that we needed this year. So it didn't help us this year. And now we don't have the draft picks that we need for next year. So I think trying to have it both ways has really maybe put us a year back. And I think that's a little unfortunate. I'd be interested in your take on that.
But dude, I think you're onto something. I think that's a really good call, Drew, and I appreciate your call. I like the show Parks and Rec, if anybody ever watched that. And there's a character, Leslie Knope, loves her job, but is also trying to run for mayor. And she gets sat down and talked to by Ron Swanson and said, you can't try to half-ass two different things. You got to whole-ass one thing. And I do think on some level, and you've said this, B, last year, everything Peters did hit. Every veteran signing hit, right? So this year they tried to re-up with the vets. They tried to trade for a couple guys. And they did give away some draft capital, and everything went the other way.
Yeah. But the thing of it, I understand what people are saying at this point. But everybody to a man, every fan, everybody wants us to go for it again. And that's what they tried to do. So you can't get to that point where they were and say, okay, now we're going for it and think you're going to go draft somebody and build it for the future. They were building for today. And I think it didn't work. So I can't be upset at them trying. It failed. It failed miserably. But they were trying to chase the and every fan I talked to was saying, oh, man, we went to the NFC Championship game. We got to try to step in next year.
I don't care.
No, that's the thing I'm talking about. That's what they were trying to accomplish. And you can see it wholeheartedly. They thought we're going to try with some more veterans and see if we can get it. Because the mindset for them was they were going to be as good as they were last year. Well, then them injuries started to creep in, and everything worked against them. So I don't know if I'm going to look at it like, well, you know, I blame Adam. No, it was everybody decided to do that.
What fans want, and you say this all the time, like DQ can't care at all about what fans
you're right,
want at quarterback.
But it was they thought just like we did. Ownership thought it. The front office thought it. The coaches thought it. Everybody thought the same. They thought exactly like how the whole – but the fan base was thinking that too. But that the fact that it didn't work, they don't get the right to jump off of the bandwagon how they were trying. They wanted it too. And it didn't work for them. So now, as I stated early in the season, they're going to have to build that foundation properly now. So they missed a year of it. And it could come back quick as hell. But you're not going to just – like I know everybody keeps saying we build by the draft. You're not building a whole team by the draft. Every team that builds by the draft also signs somebody that's key in free agency probably every damn year. We got a lot of money. They have to hit with everything. Free agency, they got to hit with the draft picks. But it could come back real quick. But I just know the whole mindset, everybody involved, was let's try to go for it again because we got that close.
I think there's going to be a lot more questions than we ever expected.
Probably so.
Also, briefly, I just ordered new drawers. I need new drawers. And I just
keep that to yourself.
Well, I just hit the wrong button.
We don't care.
And they're all getting shipped to my father-in-law. So we're going to have to edit that as well. Phone lines are lit up. We're taking the phones.
You better hit the right type of drawers.
Phone lines are lit up for the whole next hour. I think Lou's a tidy whitey guy. I am not.
Hopefully you didn't hit no thongs.
Very confusing Christmas. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.